Value Market is Louisville's grocer. Since 1978, Value Market has been your neighborhood grocery store for all of life's best moments. Value Market gets it. Life is busy. That's why Value Market has curbside and delivery since 2013, freeing up more of your time for the more important things in life. Kids' ball games, family visits, work, tailgating, and cookouts. Value Market gets it. That's why Value Market has four area locations to serve your grocery needs. Mid-City Mall, Outer Loop Plaza, Iroquois Manor, and Mount Washington. At Value Market, you got savings in the bag. ValueMarket.com.
Tired of jumping from job to job? How about a career in a recession-proof industry where you can make a difference and help create a healthier living and working environment? The pest management industry gives you the opportunity to work with more independence. OPC Pest Services will give you a chance to grow with advancement. Come be a part of our team at OPC Pest Services. Apply online at opcpest.com/careers. That's opcpest.com/careers.
Where do you go to find all your favorite wine, beer, and spirits with selections customized to local tastes? For over 25 years, that go-to place has been Cox's Spirit Shop. Cox's, Louisville's go-to liquor store.
Broadcasting live from the Liquor Barn Studios, it's time for the Diener Show, presented by OPC Pest Services on ESPN 680, 105.7, and 93.9 The Ville. Now, here's Drew Diener and Mark Blankenbaker.
Let's go, Panthers. Let's do it.
They did it.
That chant
it's
was
done.
Everywhere last night. My gosh. Yeah, that was everywhere.
I bet it was a lot of fun to be there and
it was great.
See it all in person and then celebrate with all the Panthers fans afterwards.
Those lifelong Panthers fans, you know? it's amazing.
Still like cool. That. The environment looked awesome on television, I got to tell you. It really did.
Yeah, it was. There were just times I'm looking around going, man, this is pretty great. This is why you work hard, you know?
What else do you need in life except for like that type of environment? You know, you're in.
Right? That's all you need, right?
That and Hawk-Tua? was she there?
No, not that I know of. No. She's probably looking for Pookie.
Pookie's probably looking for her.
Pookie's messed up.
After that.
That's the real next, you know, saga in the story. When are we going to figure out who Pookie is?
I mean, that really is. And I cannot believe we haven't seen her. She hasn't popped up on, like, the Barstool Park podcast or like, some.
Probably bidding war between Outkick and Barstool.
Yeah, like Portnoy's out there trying to outbid Clay Travis right now.
Yeah, that's what I think.
Yeah, kind of weird. And Clay Travis was, like, just right in front of me for the Kentucky Derby. Like, two or three boxes in front of me.
Did you guys talk politics?
I didn't chat with Clay Travis. It was, I was hanging out with Chase the Face.
Yeah, that's right.
Surrounded by dignity. Smokey Robinson was behind us. Fred McGriff was in front of us, and so was Clay Travis. So we were surrounded by celebs.
Yeah, that sounds like Derby. Yeah, that sounds about right. That's
exactly right.
That's a collection you'd only get at one sporting event in the world. That's a Kentucky Derby.
So Athlon put out preseason all ACC teams. Did you see this?
No, I have not.
So Athlon Sports, and there are 9 Louisville Cardinals on the 4 all ACC teams. So there's first team, second team, third string, and fourth team. All ACC.
So who made the list?
So surprisingly, not Tyler Shuck, but it's kind of a quarterback heavy league.
Yeah, I mean we don't really know what we have there ourselves.
But Brom went all in on him early.
Since Oscar went all in on him, now you like to have him listen to the interview and re-vote.
You're right. No, Oscar caused the stir. He caused the stir on Thursday. He got me hot and bothered
and
excited.
Yeah, got you thinking they could beat Boston College.
Yeah. Well, they're gonna beat Boston College. It's just. That's just one of those stupid games they could lose. But, do you want – there are 3 on the first team. Do you want to try to guess which 3 would be first
Gaston
team?
Well, Gelati, I would assume.
Yes.
Just give me the rest. Who we got?
Quincy Riley, corner.
Okay.
And then at wide receiver, Colin Lacey.
Really?
So,
okay.
So that would be, you know, and then on the second team, you've got Michael Gonzalez, you know, offensive lineman, TJ Quinn at second team defense. And then Devin Neal, third team defensive player, Devin Neal there. And then there's a Renato Brown, Don Chaney, and MJ Griffin on the third and fourth teams. But I thought Devin Neal, that's the one that I kind of like disagree with. Like,
oh, wait, you think a Louisville player is getting too much respect?
Yeah. Yeah, I don't think Devin Neal had that type of season. Yeah, no, really.
Whoa.
And I think MJ Griffin is going to be a big deal at safety.
Yeah, but I mean, you can understand MJ Griffin, I mean, obviously didn't play enough.
He didn't play last year. No.
Yeah.
And you don't know how a player is going to come back from injury and stuff like that. And, you know, he didn't really participate much in the spring, especially in contact stuff, because they want to make sure he's healthy for now.
I don't understand what you don't – I mean, Devin Neal was like third team All-ACC last year.
Devin Neal was a good player. He was a little flawed, and you know, Cam Kelly was way better, right? Like, Cam Kelly was way better at safety than Devin Neal was. So, but you know what? I'll take it. You know, I'll take nine guys getting – I would say that Ja'Cory Brooks probably ought to get some looks. Mark Redman at tight end really should probably be involved there. But, you know, the ACC has some really good tight ends.
But, I mean, how are you going to know until – until these guys actually play? I mean, yeah. I don't know how you do any of these teams, to be honest with you, with all the transfers. Because
great point.
I mean, it'd be great to compare this list – to the postseason list.
Yeah.
Because there's no way they look anything alike.
You're right. And, you know, I think
all the newcomers you can't account for.
I think we're going to have multiple defenders, you know, in the actual postseason ACC. And I'd be kind of curious to see how, when we get to ACC kickoff and see how the media kind of votes these guys, because, you know, it always feels like Clemson and Florida State, Miami, they soak up so many of the votes just out of, you know, muscle memory for so many of the media. That, and then by the time you get to the end, it's like, oh yeah, Ashton Gelati's a serious guy. Yes,
yeah.
MJ Griffin, Colin Lacey, you know, Mark Redman. And you know what? Like, Jeff Brohm chose Tyler Shuck, and we had opportunities at other guys like, DJ Uiagalelei was interested, goes to Florida State. We kind of passed on him. Cam Ward went to Miami. There was a brief recruitment of him, and we passed. You know, so
yeah.
It's.
Well, I trust Jeff Brohm to pick his quarterback.
Me too, but so, if he's choosing Tyler Shuck, and there's other guys out there that maybe have more flash or cachet with fans, and he's just saying no, this is my guy. It tells me we have something pretty good here.
Yeah,
and I have like a pretty big confidence because of that. I don't know how you feel about
it. Well, really, it's Oscar Brohm that did this to you when he called in last week. It was Oscar that got you going on this.
Oscar's got me. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm
so excited.
It got
you rethinking things.
I mean, I went from 9 to 10 wins for sure.
Oh, you have?
Season.
Oh, okay. Well, I did not know that. We have breaking news there. I did not know that.
Went from 9 to 10 after talking to Oscar.
Oh, look at you.
We're going to have to win some games, though. I think. Do you feel
look
like
at that? It took just a little bit of encouragement from the patriarch.
I still think we're going to lose a stupid game, but I think we're going to win.
Everybody loses a stupid game.
I know.
I mean, like that's it's like you never know which one it's going to be, but it's like
I think we're coming for Notre Dame. I think we're going to go back to back against them. We're coming for you, Gip. You hear us, Tom? You hear us? We're on the way.
Yeah, it's a long drive. How far is that?
You went to Sunrise, Florida for Game 7 of the Stanley Cup Final.
Yeah, in an airplane.
I know, but it's not that far. You're going to get in a party bus with some guys that are going to – you're going to be drinking beer and listening to Kenny Chesney the whole way up there. You're not even going to know it's that long.
I don't know, man. I don't know. Let's see, how far – is it like – let me look this up last week.
I think
week.
It's like 3.5-4 hour drive.
Oh, it's way more.
And it's way worse because of Kokomo, Indiana.
It's 4 hours.
Yeah, 4 hours.
Okay.
Maybe there's a country music concert in Indianapolis on the 27th. You know, that maybe you go ahead and get halfway.
I can do 4 hours in one day.
I don't know that
you can. That's the extent.
Listen, we remember the text messages and the calls with you were driving through the tropical storm down to Clemson. That was your last real drive.
It was, and I didn't even drive back.
No, because Tom Farmer drove your car home.
Loyal Tom.
Yeah, Tom Farmer. You're like, Tom, I'm going to give you, I don't even remember what you gave him. It was $100, $200? to just drive my car home.
You know, you can fly to South Bend, transfer in Chicago.
You can fly to South Bend?
I mean, that's what I'm looking at on Expedia. I just, when I Googled South Bend to Louisville, it showed me some
What
flights.
Airline flies to South Bend?
United.
Wow. That's
United
amazing.
Does. What's the date of the game?
It's the 28th of September. 3:30 kickoff. 2:30 set local time.
Okay. All right. Hang on. SBN. I got the airport code. I didn't think they had an airport there.
Well, it had to have an airport, but like I didn't know it
like
supported any
yeah.
kind of. I mean, it's got to be a small plane. It's got to be.
Oh, well, yeah. I don't care about that as long as I don't have to drive it. I mean, it will take longer to fly and transfer.
Oh, totally.
Sure.
100%.
For sure. But, okay, pulling it up. Yeah, it's going to be $800. Forget that.
$800. Yeah, man.
No. Not so
somebody's going to put together a bus ride or a van ride, and you're going to get on it. Luke usually does it. Luke usually has some guy that puts together like a bus charter or something, and they all just, you know, you'll just hop on that and drink beer the whole way.
I drove up the other time with Jason and Ennis. You know, you don't have to go nuts on the way up. 4 hours I could actually do. That's yeah. actually much closer than I thought it was.
We're staying the night before up there, like the night
well,
before the game.
To.
And then
yeah.
we're going to just drive all the way home after, you know, because yeah. you have the whole day to get back, whatever. So that's our yeah. plan. I'm not going to spend two nights in South Bend, but I'll spend one.
Well, let's see. So it's the 2:30 or 3:30 kick. Is that what it is?
2:30 local, 3:30 Eastern. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm not driving back after that.
No.
No, that's a two-night stay for me.
Okay. No, I mean, I can do it. It'll be fine for me. But, like, you know, Georgia Tech, that's the first real game. And it's
like, you're going to get done with that at, like, you're going to be done working there at, like, what, 9 o'clock?
8, 9. Yeah, and I'll just be home by, like, 1 or 2 o'clock in the morning. And I'll just have football on the radio the whole way home. It'll be fine.
Yeah. Yeah, you can do that. You're a driver.
You're right. I mean,
what's the charging situation going to be?
They have charging in...
For your big wheel.
They have... My big wheel. They have charging in Indianapolis, and I'm sure they have charging in South Bend. I haven't checked, but I can always drive Ashley's car if I have to.
Yeah.
With multiple cars. Don't
With
have
gas.
To just drive
yeah.
mine.
Yeah, I drive the one that uses gas. For
yeah.
that one.
Although, man...
Gosh, do we have that auto drive thing, that autopilot?
The autopilot to help. But in Kokomo, it's, you know, Kokomo's stoplight city, man. Like, you can't go more than a half mile without stopping. It's honestly the worst town in America to drive through is Kokomo, Indiana.
Wow. Look at that.
It is.
I take from you. you put a lot of thought into this.
It is. I mean, if you've ever driven through Kokomo, Indiana, it is at the absolute worst. But is there a game on the schedule that, like, you're like, that's a sneaky, tough game that people just maybe aren't talking about?
Let me pull it up here. I don't have the schedule memorized in the order of it. But I know I can guess yours.
What's mine?
I think Virginia.
That's one, but the game that I think the sneakiest for me is SMU. It's the week after Notre Dame.
Week after Notre Dame at home.
It's at home, and they have a bunch of really good players coming back, and I don't think people really have SMU on their radar. They have good tight end, good quarterback, good offensive line. I don't know what they have on defense. I'll be honest about that. I don't know what they have defensively, but I know they're a good offense. And if you win that game up in South Bend.
Yeah, you know what? That's a good point. That is a good point. Yeah, I think that's tough because you're coming off going to South Bend and you're coming back home. Yeah, and you know it's such an odd season where you've got Austin Peay, Jacksonville State, bye week. I mean, it's just I can't ever really recall, you know, certainly not in the ACC, a season like this where it's you don't even really play anyone till like 4 weeks in.
Yeah. No. And yeah, you're right because I mean Austin Peay and Jacksonville State. You should roll. And Jacksonville State will put up more of a fight than Austin Peay will. But they have some athletes. But you're going to beat them. You know, you're going to beat them by multiple scores. It might just be a little bit later on in the third quarter where you really kind of edge away from them. But, yeah, the Boston, and then you get a week off, you know, heal up bumps and bruises, get ready to play Haynes King and Brent Key, Coach Key. They're at home, though. Like the first 4 weeks of the season, you don't go anywhere. And so, you know, you can get a little comfortable. Maybe you're 3-0. Maybe you're hopefully 3-0. And then that Notre Dame game, if they beat Texas A&M week one, I mean, I don't think they're really challenged after their A&M game. I don't think.
Yeah.
So that ticket price could be through the roof. If we're undefeated, then they are too.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, there's a really good chance of that. I mean, obviously, you're just having to get past
Georgia Tech. Yeah, because they have A&M one, and then they have Northern Illinois, Purdue, Miami of Ohio. So, really, Purdue may be something, but not really. And then A&M is really the challenge on August 31st. If they win that game, Louisville-Notre Dame ticket price could be sky high.
All right. Well, we got trivia brought to you by Louisville Furniture here coming up next. So we'll get to that here momentarily. Do want to remind everybody about our friends at RGB Red, Green, Blue. Remember those colors? Very simple to remember. If you need any work done on your home for your home theater setup, whether it's an outdoor setup, whether it's a living room, whatever it is, or maybe you'll be lucky enough to. Oh man, the world of the Control 4 remote is just a great place to live. It is. Having the remote control on your phone controls all of your devices. So, you know, if you have trouble finding the remote too, it's like, oh, what do I need to press? Is it different? You know, get it on your phone, your wife's phone, your kids' phones, boom, and you control that TV right there with one touch. And it's so simple to use once they program it. I'm not programming. They'll have the experts do that. But it's a great app and a great way to be able to control your TV with your phone. Volume, all of it. You name it, it's all on there. So ask the guys at RGB about it. If you or somebody redoing a room, make sure that you can get it pre-wired over there, because they can open up all sorts of options. The Control 4, that's the name of it, Control 4. But that's from our friends over at RGB, Red, Green, Blue, RGB, HomeTheaters.com. And so I'm here to talk about them right here.
Taking care of your family isn't always easy, so we make sure getting care when you need it is. We're in this together. With Baptist Health Urgent and Virtual Care, we bring you more options and greater convenience, too. With video visits available 24/7 and online check-in through MyChart for in-person visits. To check in online or to set up a video visit, go to baptisthealth.com/careanywhere.
When it's time to replace your heating and air system, we know people want options. That's why you'll always get a free second opinion with BJ Heating and Cooling. Plus, for a limited time, get 0% financing for 60 months on a new Bryant system.
Call the experts you can trust at BJ Heating and Cooling.
Broadcasting live from the Liquor Barn Studios. Welcome back to the Diener Show on ESPN 680, 105.7, and 93.9 The Ville. Now, here's Drew Diener and Mark Blankenbaker.
And we are back here, 93.9 The Ville, ESPN 680, 105.7, hanging out with you here this morning. We'll have Reds baseball coming your way tonight. NBA draft, we'll have that tomorrow night. And then... Yeah, about a month from now, we'll have the TBT. So we'll be starting that up here in, what's today's date? Today is...
25th of June.
Less than a month. So more like 3 weeks.
Yeah.
We'll have TBT action.
We have Louis Rabeau in studio with us, and he'll be breaking down, I'm sure, some of the Olympics at some point with us, too, and telling us which China person is juicing and which Russian
person is
doping and... Yeah.
Which China
so I was going to participate in this, and now I'm uncomfortable.
Yeah. What the hell? Like, that came out of absolutely nowhere.
Well, I didn't know. I was trying. I couldn't come up with Chinese person. Chinese Olympian is.
But I don't associate Louis with the Olympics. I mean, am I supposed
I do.
To?
I don't know why. I just, when I see Louis, I see five rings.
Louis, has anyone ever said that to you in your life?
No, I do enjoy the Olympics, but I don't think of myself as an Olympics expert either. How about that?
Old five ring Louis. That's what we
five
call him, right?
Ring Louis.
I've been married almost 21 apparently. Years. I don't think it's a five ring thing at all.
Yeah.
I don't know. Ring Company, they can set you up with as many rings as you want. You get rings on rings over there at Goober Company. Jake Goober, take good care of you.
That's pretty good. Somehow, I don't know how you.
That was a pretty good
sign.
I'm not gonna lie.
Yeah.
That was good. Yeah,
because
we
got way up in the air about Louis and Olympics and China.
And me knowing who is doping on the Chinese Olympic team.
They're all doping.
Yeah. There you go.
They're all doping.
I assume everyone in the Olympics is doping.
I'll let you in on a secret.
I agree.
They're all doping.
I agree with you. Yes, I agree.
Yes. I think they should just let them.
Why not?
I mean, everybody's cheating and they don't care about their health. I mean, maybe we should have two divisions. One, the non-steroid division, and the other be the steroid division, and see how much faster and, you know, how many records get broken in the steroid division.
Before Jason Service went to jail, I always included him because I knew that there was something fishy going on in that barn, and I knew. And so, you know, if he was in the race, you had to include him. You couldn't throw Jason Service out.
Yep. No, you're right.
Use it to your advantage.
Let's do trivia brought to you by Louisville Furniture and not by the Olympics and not Five Ring Louis. But if you'd like to get some great furniture, they've got it over there at Louisville Furniture online, louisvillefurnitureky.com. Get over there and ask them about the Olympic doping scandals you'd like to know about from old Five Ring Louis. So, all right. we got Zachy C with the question.
Zachy C with the question.
Yeah, shot today.
My trivia debut. Done. How about that?
I love it.
I think you got a shot.
Okay. All right. Okay.
We're not.
How about the guy's gonna be the first pick in the draft? Is the Zachy double C?
Does that bother you?
No.
Does that bother you?
No. There's only one Zachy C. He's just trying to add on to it.
Of course,
Zachy double C.
There's only one Zachy.
Except he's gonna be a lot richer than me.
He's gonna be a lot richer.
Just a bit.
A lot. And taller.
All right. Let's do this thing. Let's do that hockey.
Trivia and stuff and ambiance. Ooh.
Yeah. Ooh.
Now we'll start with hockey here. So how many NHL teams are located in the state of New York?
So you have Buffalo, Islanders, Rangers.
Yep. And that is it.
That's it? Sure. Three?
Yeah, one plays on Manhattan, one plays on Long Island, one plays in Buffalo. Oh, no, the Islanders, because they... Where do the Devils play now? They're still in New Jersey. But they play in New Jersey. They play in Newark.
They don't play at the Barclays Center?
No, they don't.
The Islanders
played in the Barclays, and they moved back out to where Belmont is. Yes, right.
That's right.
But they have a new arena. All that's still... New York, though, right?
No,
New Jersey.
Newark is in New Jersey. Yes.
Newark. Right. Okay.
And so I only know that because I'm flying there.
Three.
I feel like we're just going too fast.
There's not one in Albany,
Buffalo for sure.
There's a minor league team there. Yeah.
Sabres, and then the two teams in New York City.
You're right.
No, Syracuse.
The Devils are just outside. I was thinking of the Nets because they did make the move, but they're not.
We got to get the Whalers back.
The football teams play in New Jersey, but not.
Correct.
I think three is correct. Yeah.
Going with three?
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
That's right.
There we go.
Took you a while to get there, but we got there.
Wanted to be sure. Just wanted to be sure.
Okay.
Theater of the mind, Zach. Gotta walk
through
this.
There we go. All right.
Nothing like getting criticized for a correct answer. There we go.
See, Zach, it's like you've been married 21 years.
There we go. Five-ring Louis. All right. Let's go to the National Football League, guys. What team defeated the New York Jets in the first ever Monday Night Football game on September 21st, 1970?
Oh, gosh.
Steelers.
Would it be a divisional opponent? I mean, I don't know.
Steelers, Bills.
It's an AFC team. I'll give you that.
Yeah. I would think it would be.
What year was this?
1970.
70. Okay.
So, I mean, that's the Steelers kind of heyday, right?
Takes out the Jags.
So,
could be the Colts, Baltimore Colts.
Okay. Yeah, right. It probably would have been an AFC game at the time. So, like, the Dolphins are running around. The Browns are running around. The Bengals are running around.
Yeah. I'd take a shot though because
the Bills are running around.
There's no way we're like gonna pull from the game.
Yeah, I mean, I would just think it'd be one of those like Steelers or
Steelers is good.
Steelers,
yeah.
Colts. Colts were super hot in 1970.
Man, I believe that was when the first.
If Zach's pulling a joke on me here and it's the Cowboys, I will laugh.
That would be hilarious.
But I don't think it's the Cowboys.
I thought he said it was an AFC.
It's an AFC team.
Yeah. That would have been funny.
So bring the Browns. Could be the Browns.
Yeah, the Browns. You're right. It could be the Browns. Because Steelers didn't really get going until late 70s, right? So
but the Colts were pretty hot then. But I don't know.
Baltimore Colts, yeah, for sure.
I don't know if they felt like Monday Night Football was going to be what it ended up being. Like now we're thinking.
Patriots, do you do a Boston, New York thing?
I don't think you do. But okay. Maybe.
I mean, I kind of like your Browns a little. I don't know.
Let's do the Browns and move on. I don't think we really know this one.
You going with the Browns?
Sure. Oh. Hey, whoa, look at that.
Wow.
Good pull.
Yeah. Well,
Cosell was on the call the first Monday night game, right?
Yes, he was.
Him and Dan Donlan.
By the way, the play-by-play guy, Keith Jackson.
Oh, yeah.
Frank Gifford.
Really?
Yep.
Okay.
Man. All right, let's go to basketball.
These guys were around forever.
Let's go to basketball now. Who was the first player to play in the NBA in four different decades?
Is it Kareem?
Wow.
Or Wilt?
Okay,
four different. Well, it might be just an odd time, like if they were in the the 79 or 69.
Bird came in 79, Bird, right? For example.
Yeah.
Magic got sick, so he didn't play as long. Did Bird play in 2000? I don't think he did.
No.
Magic play in 2000?
No, I think it's like Kareem. or Wilt.
Or what about 89, 90s? What about 89? Who, like, or 88, 89?
So 89. No, because Drexler would have gone in like 83. So you got to have somebody like at the end.
So like
they go in
Rice
the end
like
of the decade.
Then, but I don't think he played that long. Like 89. That was when that year. No, Michigan won it in. Well, Danny Manning came in 89, I guess, because he won the title in 88. Is it any chance it's him?
No.
No, because he wouldn't have played in the 80s, 90s, 2000s.
Man, I got to say, the
2011,
only,
all he would have to have done to be playing 2011.
Yeah. The only other name that came to mind was
a chance.
When was Vince Carter in the league? Because that guy played 23 seasons.
So he played.
I feel like he was middle of the decade, though. He was like mid 90s at Carolina.
Okay.
So that he would have had to play
90s, 2000s.
That's a good question.
He played in 2021. Played in 2021.
It could be Vince Carter.
90s, could be 2010s, 20s. I still can't do decades after 2000 for some reason. Like, it screws with my brain.
I just know Kareem played
forever.
They were
in the third decade of this century.
Like, Kareem played for a long time. And I think the UCLA team.
But him and Udonis Haslam are the two guys that stand out recent.
Okay, so if you think it's Kareem, you're talking about the 70s?
I think he played in the 60s.
90. No, because he was at UCLA.
He was in the 70s. He was in the 70s teams on UCLA. Yeah. So he would have stopped playing in the 90s.
He didn't play in the 2000s.
No, he did not. Kareem had retired before I got
Vince Carter. I
got
to be honest. Yeah. The more I think about it.
I'm going to take it.
Him and Udonis Haslam are the guys that played forever, but I don't think Udonis played in four decades.
No, because he would have played in the mid-2000s.
That sounds right.
Yeah.
And he didn't get to 2020. So that's kind of the difference, that. And so I.
You need somebody went pro
if it's modern,
69.
If it's super modern, then it's going to be Vince Carter. If it's older, I think like a Wilt or someone like that if he came in like 59 or something, and I just don't know. But.
Yeah. Go Vince Carter because I think maybe that's the only one we can really come up with.
He's one of my favorite players, too. I hope it's Vince.
Right, with Vince Sanity?
I hope it's him.
Yeah.
Oh, let's go!
Wow! Oh. So when did. Man. So when. He must have played
Vince
in
got drafted
98.
Okay, 20. Okay. Later enough.
His last year was the COVID year.
Okay.
2020.
Yep. All right.
Wow, I thought he played after that. Okay, man, oh, man. Okay. Yeah, he went to Memphis and everything. I mean, that guy just wanted to play. He was a useful guy. He was a good player to the end. Yes, no, he was excellent in the NBA.
Yeah. I'm sure we're going to everybody's favorite sport next. We're going to soccer.
Let's go.
What soccer?
Pele.
So what women's soccer team? This is women's soccer.
Oh,
what team defeated the United States in a penalty shootout to win the 2011 FIFA Women's World Cup?
11.
Was it China or was it
Germany?
China.
Jason is screaming at the TV or the radio right now.
He can scream all he wants to.
Canada? No.
I'm leaning in 11, either Germany or China. I agree
what
with
about
Drew.
Brazil?
Was Marta that good then?
France?
French? No.
No.
The Swedes were good, but I don't think 2011 was one of their years.
I was going to say Swedes. Yeah.
I would lean either Germany or China.
I'm stronger on San Diego Wave.
Was it China? Or what about Japan? Were they good? I don't know.
I don't think so.
I mean, this is a wild guy. I have no idea. I mean, so
we'll lean on Louie on this one. Louie, you get to call it, man. I have no.
Or was it 2011 in Germany? What am I screwing up? I think it was in Germany. Germany came to mind. I'm just telling you, it came to mind.
We're going with Germany?
Yeah.
Japan.
All right, I'm looking.
I wasn't strong
Germany.
On that.
That's me, man. It wasn't Germany.
The game was
my fault. The game was in Germany.
That's right.
That's my bad. Yeah.
Okay.
Back to football. Which Hall of Fame quarterback completed his first pass to himself?
Brett Favre. We did this last week.
Yeah, we had that one. We had that card last week. Burn that card.
Nobody told me that.
it's still a GOAT question. It's okay. It's a great one. Yeah.
All right. So let's see here.
Going for a loop there.
I'm trying to make this a little more difficult here.
Oh, we know no one enjoys hitting that bump, bump, ba bum more than Zach.
More than Zach.
No.
So true.
I did enjoy it when you guys mentioned it.
Yeah, I know.
I wouldn't have missed it.
I could tell.
Oh, we're going with Jeremy? Huh?
Gotcha.
And Drew said Japan. All right, so back to college basketball. What player hit 57% of his three-pointers to set the NCAA single season?
We had it last week.
Did you?
Yeah.
Jeez, y'all got to mix it up.
Who was it, though?
Steve Blake?
Someone like that.
No. It was Steve Kerr. It was Steve
Kerr. That's right. Kerr. It was a Steve. Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
All right. I'm going off the grid here.
Burn that card.
We're going to NASCAR. 2001.
Oh, gosh.
2001. Dale Earnhardt, as we know, died during the last lap of the Daytona 500. I'm not going to ask you about that. My question is, who won that race?
Jeff Gordon.
Oh, was it Rusty Wallace? No, I don't think it was Gordon. I remember watching that.
Oh,
I actually
NASCAR.
Watched that race. Was it? Why do I think Rusty Wallace?
Petty? No, probably not.
One of the announcers. I thought he was one of the guys that later.
I knew Earnhardt was a big deal because I went to class the next day in college.
Yeah.
And it was a foreign language class, and people were talking about it.
Right. Wow.
Like, yeah, it was one of those.
It was one of those accidents where it was like it didn't look.
It did not look bad enough for that to happen. That's right. But he didn't wear that hands device or whatever. So yeah.
Wow, music got loud. It's club.
Yeah,
now.
James ran in here.
Club trivia.
There we go.
I'm not going to get this one.
I don't hate either of those answers, by the way, from 2001 of Jeff Gordon or Rusty.
Which
Wallace,
guy so. Was Awesome Bill from Dawsonville? Which guy? Which driver was that? What?
Awesome.
What's
Bill?
His last name? There's a guy they call Awesome Bill from Dawsonville, but I don't know his last name.
I don't know. I know the Waltrips. I know the Petties. I know the Earnhardts.
Bill Elliott.
Is that Awesome Bill from Dawson?
It is.
I don't know why that is in my brain.
I don't know.
I love that name. Bill Elliott. Awesome Bill. Let's go.
Going Bill Elliott?
Let's go.
Please be him.
Oh.
Michael Waltrip.
Mikey Waltrip.
You were on something with the announcer thing because I think he announced.
That was Darryl Waltrip's first broadcast.
Oh, it was.
And Dale Earnhardt was blocking for him and Dale Jr.
Ah.
Because they were both on his racing team.
Amazing.
And then, it was Sterling Marlin ran into him and Ken Schrader and him wrecked. And that was
I forgot about Ken Schrader.
Sterling Martin. Wow.
Sterling Marlin.
22 years ago.
Final question, I think, here, guys. Which player led the NFL in yards from scrimmage with two different teams in successive seasons in 1998.
Marshall Faulk.
Yeah, geez, guys.
We did this last week.
We need to get the new
Burn
cards.
The card.
Yeah, we need to throw away the cards.
Where are the cards? We have a whole deck out there in a lobby.
There's like a whole deck.
There should be. All right, let's see here.
It's like a podcast of last week.
What running back scored a rushing touchdown in four straight Super Bowls? Four games.
Thurman, probably.
Thurman Thomas. I mean, we had that question,
Thurman
too.
Thurman Thomas, right?
Yeah.
We did?
Yeah.
All right, yeah.
We did 2 weeks ago. This is why we need Lee back. Lee!
You guys are killing
What the hell? Burn these cards.
All right. Let's see.
Let's see.
How many points?
Another one from the deck.
How many points does a World Cup rugby team score for a try from touching the ball down behind the goal?
There you go, Drew.
A billion.
Careful what
a
you
billion.
Ask for. I think it's five.
How much does a
sure,
rugby player
not?
Score?
I think the touch is five.
Okay,
five.
Why not?
Is that correct? It is correct.
Yeah.
How do you know that?
I don't want to discuss the fact that I know that and not my wife's favorite color. How about that?
I bet on cricket. I have no idea how they score cricket or even how
it's played.
You
didn't bet on cricket. You bet on Afghanistan.
On at Afghanistan.
And then you canceled pizzas when Ken and Drew aren't here and they don't eat pizza.
We did not cancel pizzas for
you canceled
pie.
Pizzas.
We just reduced the number of pizzas.
Yeah, you reduced. And Jason Anderson's here and the man's over 6 foot tall. What are we doing?
Okay, he barely eats. Jason
he
Anderson
walks
barely.
Into the conference room every day and says, I miss having lunch every day at the studio.
He intermittent fast. That's why he looks so good. He says he eats between 9 and 6. 9 a.m., 6 p.m., whatever he wants.
Yeah.
Must be
about
nice.
That?
That's what he does.
15 hours
intermittent
is enough?
Fasting.
How about that? Okay.
Yeah,
it's intermittent fasting.
You got anything else there, Zachy C?
Yeah, one more.
All right.
How did I know that? It bothers me a little.
I don't know.
What baseball franchise went 98 years before their first World Series title?
98
Cubs,
years
right?
before? No, they,
no, they had one
no,
one
before their first one.
But before their first.
Before their first one. Wow, that's a good one.
Was it the Royals?
It's a fantastic
Was
one.
It the Royals?
Royals came to mind for me, too.
Yeah.
But did the Royals not win in the mid-80s with George Brett?
Okay.
Oh, they did win in the 80s, but how long did they exist before that is the question, right?
Okay.
Were they like the Rochester Royals and then moved to Kansas City at some point, something like that?
It's a current active franchise. It's
current
okay,
active
great.
Franchise.
Okay, great.
Okay. I mean, the...
Was it? What, it's not what
the
about
Guardians? The Twins? Were they like the
could be the Twins. The were they around that long?
They've been around that long?
Yeah, it's a good question.
What about like the
Braves?
Angels? Braves.
Because they moved all over the place. They were the Boston Braves. And maybe they didn't win a title till the 90s and they started in the 20s?
I don't hate that. I don't hate that at all.
Let's see. Yeah. Just trying to think.
I'm just thinking of old
Detroit
franchises.
Tigers.
They won one in the Tigers won one in like the teens. They won one in the 30s.
They won in the 80s too.
And the 80s. Yeah.
Okay.
They were the first people to start flipping over cars after titles. We have them to thank for that.
Brewers.
Have they won them?
I'm just thinking out loud.
No, I understand.
But the Angels, like when the Angels won it.
Angels would be. Angels a good one.
How old are the Angels?
But are they 100 years old?
They've been the California Angels since their inception, which makes me think. They started in what, the 50s or 60s then?
Yeah, so maybe not maybe not 90 some years old.
Yeah, maybe
because
right.
like when the Giants
the
left New York and went to San Francisco, that was like the first
very early.
And the Dodgers
very early, and then the Athletics moved out there from Philly, that kind of thing.
Right,
right.
Dang,
the Orioles ever? I'm just trying to run down.
Ooh, Orioles a good one. Oh, that's a really good one because they won the one title in the 80s. Did the Orioles exist in the teens?
They definitely would have.
Boy, that's a good one. Orioles or Braves is where
not
I would
Marlins.
Leave. Yeah.
No, the Marlins are an expansion franchise.
The Cardinals? Like, I mean,
the Cardinals won a lot.
They won in the 60s
20s.
Because of Bob Gibson and that stuff.
Okay.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. Okay.
Orioles?
I don't know, man.
Orioles or Braves?
My brain says Orioles or Braves, yeah.
All right, choose one. I'm good with either.
Braves!
Phillies!
Phillies! Wow!
Oh, Kent Savage would be ashamed.
Yeah. Sorry. Didn't even consider Philadelphia.
We got the rugby question, but not the Phillies question?
That's crazy.
Yeah. Right. Well, they blew like a 30-year lead on being the nation's capital, so that's not surprising.
Yeah. Well, you had an interesting start and end of this segment, Mark. We started with the China person drug scandal, and then what did you just drop on us there at the end?
Philly blew the 30-year lead on being the nation's capital.
There you go. Hey, miss a day, miss a lot.
Good job, Philly.
Yeah. All right. We'll talk to you tomorrow. Louie up next here on 680, maybe Rummage over 93.9. We'll see you.